First public hearing this evening is subdivision 2014-6, James Swan.
Gentlemen, this is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential zoning district in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, dividing 3.4 acres into five lots, also requesting a waiver from the forested buffer requirements. Site is located at the northeast and northwest corners at the intersection of Signet Drive within Swan Estates and Route 20 being Zion Church Road. Tax map ID for this parcel is District 533, Map 12, Parcel 297 and 364. And with that, I would turn any comments over to Mr. Abbott, who may have additional comments based on a review of this application.
Mr. Chairman, the commission reviewed this item as another business item on July 24th of this year, and you determined that an application for a major subdivision would be required. We did not require this application to go through the technical advisory committee since the existing Signet Drive would serve as access to four of the lots, and another lot would be served off of Route 20. On the original plan that was recorded in plot book 37, page 5, these two areas were designated as reserved for future development. Lot E, or parcel E, would need to be revised to have 150 feet of road frontage. There's enough room where that could be accomplished. We did receive two agency letters. First was from the Sussex Conservation District. The soils on the site are Hamilton loamy sand, Herlock loamy sand, and pepper box. With respect to erosion and sedimentation control, the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation after completion of any construction. There's no storm flood hazard area affected. It's not likely that the project would necessitate any off-site drainage improvements, and it's possible that any on-site drainage improvements would be required, and there's no tax ditch affected. From the Sussex County Engineering Department, utility planning, the site's located in the Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District. Wastewater capacity is available for this project. There are no system connection charge credits for the project. It is likely that additional system connection charges would be required, and their current rate is $5,500 per EDU. They advise that a gravity sewer is available in Signet Drive. Conformity to the Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District would be required. The county requires design and construction of the collection and transmission system to meet County Engineering Department sewer standards and specifications. The county engineer must approve the connection points, an extension of gravity sewer, and installation of sewer laterals at the developer's expense will be required, and a sewer concept plan must be reviewed and approved by their office. We provided you a copy of the site plan, and that's all I have, unless you have any questions.
Yeah, I have a question, Mr. Abbott. When did the comments from County Engineering come in?
December 9th.
December 9th. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Abbott.
All right, then. Gentlemen.
Yes.
Hey, give us your name, please.
My name is James Swan, okay. 37124 Sawmill Lane, Somerville, Delaware.
All right, Mr. Swan, you've heard what our staff has read into the record on your behalf about your application. Do you have anything you would like to add?
No. No.
All right, then. Well, why don't we see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you.
Okay.
And we'll start with Mr. Smith right here.
Thank you, Mr. Swan. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And, gentlemen, I asked Mr. Abbott when those engineering comments came in because they were quite lengthy, and he detailed charges, connection fees, and all, and I just wanted you to hear them. I don't know if you've been provided a copy of them yet, but certainly you will be getting one.
I gave the county permission to put sewer in and they put in manhole and 8-inch laterals to the site for future development.
Yes.
And they told me that I could probably get up to 4 units to the acre, but I'm just going to keep it half-acre lots just like the rest of the development. I promised the residents in there that I wouldn't do any commercial or maximize the site. So I'll just turn them into half-acre lots because now I have sewer, and before I couldn't put any lots on it because it wouldn't perk. And that was in 87, so right. My taxes went from $180 a year to $3,000. I got to let somebody else start paying them.
Okay, well.
Plus, I've kept the grass cut every 2 weeks for, 20-some years now, so.
Were you out there last week?
Pardon me?
Were you out there last week?
No.
All right. No, I wanted to make sure and clarify that what Mr. Abbott said is what county engineering would want from you now. Their expectations, I think you heard him say, would be connection to the Johnson's Corner Sanitary District on these lots if things go accordingly. And I was glad to hear Mr. Abbott mention that as it was recorded back there in 1987, that the intention of this all along was for future development.
Yes, sir.
And all of those lots in there are pretty much sold now, correct?
Yes, been sold for years.
And we've established that there is central sewer in the area, and there's probably the EDUs for that. Is that on well, or is there
individual well? Yes.
Individual well. Okay. Did you also hear what? Was either Mr. Abbott or Mr. Lank, I apologize, said that, Mr. Abbott, I believe, that your site rendering of Parcel E would have to be modified somewhat to have the road frontage extend from 136 feet to 150 feet on that one parcel.
Okay.
Was there ever any, I know there is not now, was there ever any intention or any mention of having a bus stop for children there at on one of these parcels on Signet Drive?
No, there. Most of the residents, I don't know who's going to buy next, but most everybody in there don't have any kids.
Mm-hmm. All right, sir.
It's only 100 lots and 100 some acres. Mm-hmm.
And and Parcel E, Mr. Abbott, would have to be approved by DLDOT for an entrance.
Correct.
After this went to preliminary, on the back of your site plan, towards the rear or the north of Parcel D, you show a utility easement that would be coming over to serve utilities tying in for Parcel E. Would you mind marking that in some way so that your future owner of Parcel D did not encroach in that easement, put something like a shed or a dog kennel or something back there that would,
right.
Could you have
we'll
that
probably
in a deed
be running the utilities in that easement down to the other, and yes, we can put in provisions. And also, I promised the homeowners in there that they would be, these lots would be coming into the association so that they would be paying fees, and even the one that's out on entering 20 would also have to pay the association fees.
And your request for a waiver from the forested buffer requirements would be, because that would be what?
Well, there's never has been any woods out there as far as I can remember.
So it would be a hardship for these five particular parcels, and it'd be out of character, would that be correct?
With the
remaining,
yes.
97 acres of land.
Right.
Yes. Thank you, gentlemen. That's all I have.
Professor.
All right, sir. Mr. Ross?
I'm wondering, on Parcel E, would he have the option of accessing Signet Drive and he wouldn't have to have the 150-foot frontage?
They would have to create an easement or a right-of-way to get to that.
It would only need to be 50 feet or something like
correct.
That, right?
But
so you do have an option of creating a 50-foot easement off Signet Drive to Parcel E, or the 150-foot frontage was the access to Zion Road.
Mr. Ross, may I say something?
Sure.
My name is Pete Lowenstein. I'm a surveyor. I did the original subdivision and this minor subdivision. To have the both of those parcels front on Signet Drive is it narrows the it narrows both lots, and with side yard setbacks and things like that, it would not be as advantageous as having that one lot front on Route 20.
But it's obviously your choice.
Yeah, and it has been approved by DLDOT. A letter of no objection has not been issued yet because we haven't sent in the application fee. But we'll do that pending the outcome of this hearing.
Gotcha. Okay, that's all, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Mr. Johnson.
Well, I understand this is an application for a major subdivision. It's really part and parcel of the existing subdivision that's there. So, because I heard you mention that they'll be joining the Homeowners Association and be participating in the cost of maintaining that
development road, yes, and the ponds and such.
Based on that, Mr. Chairman, I understand the application. I have no questions.
All right then, Mr. Burton.
I have no questions.
Mr. Lang.
No questions.
Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Elfer.
No questions. Thanks.
All right then, gentlemen, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2014-6, James Swan? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2014-6? Anyone on the commission have any questions? All right then, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.